Lack of network. Our data shows that graduates who are not part of a creative network struggle to sustain their practice. Many felt that not having a community to share ideas and opportunities with and to offer mutual support was having a negative effect on their professional development. Quote, the more external opportunities there are and the more networks you've got, kind of formal, informal, you know, I think a mix. You know that you've got sort of funded bodies that are really helping graduates to develop, but you've also got little graduate groupings that are able to show work in different places. Quote, I need to find the community here. I don't really know where the artists in Manchester are. That's what they don't teach you at uni, that it's all about a community. Art is nothing without everyone working together. You can't just do it on your own. Quote, it really is having that network that you can sort of feed into, that there are opportunities coming out of that. Quote, I've learnt now it's not what you know, it's definitely not in the industry 100%. Many graduates describe feeling distinctly separate from their local art scene while studying. Most said that their university or college did not facilitate connections with local institutions or artists, which meant many left art school with no networks out of the student body. Quote, I didn't know about the art scene. I remember one of the tutors being like, yeah, there's an art scene in Leeds, but it's really underground and you need to find it. And I just remember thinking, well, can you just tell me where to look? It was all this very mysterious thing. Quote, I wasn't friends with anyone outside of university. I wasn't friends with anyone from Leeds. Maybe that's just because I'm an idiot, but I don't think that was encouraged. Quote, I guess I never felt like part of a creative network in Glasgow or anything whilst I was at GSA. I felt very much like a student in the GSA bubble. Quote, there wasn't really a dedicated focus to the outside world. I think on the course it was mainly giving you the skills to go out into the outside world, but in terms of the network, once you were there, it wasn't really built. Quote, I sort of felt that we were in this bubble, and once the bubble popped and we got our degree, we were on our own. Quote, that's kind of where the downfall was. Those connections weren't made. We weren't pointed in the direction of these people who could give us opportunities as independent freelance artists. It was just, oh, you can do it now, go and do it. And yeah, I can do it, but I've got no money, you know, I've got no space. However, both Grays and Sheffield Hallam worked in partnership with organisations and businesses, helping students establish connections and gain experience, which led to future employment within these organisations for some. Quote, they like to have students actively communicating with these organisations. They actively push people to network. Sometimes they like to take these people who are locally showing and doing talks in Grays. Quote, all the people who I think really gave us good advice were graduates from Sheffield. They really understood what we were all about to feel like and the kind of questions we all really wanted to know. Quote, they weren't huge names as well, so a few of them, if you see them now, they'll speak to you. The majority of interviewees said their institution arranged talks from these visiting artists. Most found insights into the work and processes of these artists useful, but felt that accounts of how they established their careers were unrelatable. Some noted that the context they were graduating into was very different, and it was not possible for them to access the same benefits as artists graduating in the 90s. Some commented that most artist talks were delivered by well-established artists from privileged backgrounds, who were reluctant to reveal how they became successful artists. Quote, they were all very special. They had like crazy stories. It wasn't like, oh, I went to art uni and this and this and this. It was all very romantic, like exciting stories or sad stories. Some said they had tried to maintain a connection with these artists, but that the communication had waned and so had not been useful since graduating. Interviewees found talks from local artists and recent graduates more beneficial than big names. Talks and workshops from local artist-run institutions were highlighted as particularly helpful. Students felt they understood how to get established in the local scene and the challenges graduates may face, given that they were recent graduates themselves, and some maintain contact with speakers. One LAU graduate told how a local artist-run space offered students the opportunity to volunteer with the organisation during a talk at their university. The interviewee considered taking part in this opportunity, integral to establishing their career in the arts after graduation, and have since gone on to become a director of this organisation. GSA students stated that they were assessed on the external opportunities that they had taken part in as part of their professional practice module, but received no guidance from tutors on how to find opportunities or approach organisations, and were expected to participate in these outside of their timetable curriculum. One participant described being reprimanded by their tutor for engaging in professional development during studio time, and had to request time off work in order to participate in the external opportunities required to pass the course. Quote, "It's annoying that I have to do that in the first place. I guess, like, I have to jump through all these obstacles, make money to get professional practice, while studying to get a good degree, hopefully." The data revealed that ARIs also create opportunities for students and graduates through volunteering, showing the work of early career artists, and through committee membership. Those who were involved with ARIs felt that the network this provided was integral to sustaining their creative practice. Interviewees reported that these communities were a source of peer learning, with practitioners sharing their knowledge and skills, providing feedback, and passing on information about opportunities. Quote, "At Generator, we all share, you know. If we're doing applications, we can share and proofread and update our CVs." They also gave those involved the chance to gain experience and learn skills in areas such as programming, curation, fundraising, audience engagement, buildings and operations management, institutional structures, facilitation, organisational strategy, financial management, etc., which are vital for many roles in the sector. However, graduates working in Scotland pointed to the voluntary nature of ARIs as a barrier for working class people, with committee members juggling multiple jobs to sustain their involvement, often leading to burnout. Quote, "At Generator, because we're not, and it's the same with Embassy, you're not paid to do it." Quote, "I think once again, financially, it's just really rubbish for a lot of people who are involved in these institutions.